Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Beautiful music this afternoon right here on Heart to Heart. The title of the song is Take Heart by Hle Ntombela. Beautiful music indeed. A family tax season is upon us. The Office of the Tax Ombudsman joins us this afternoon to share some tips on how to prepare ourselves as we interact with the tax man. And this afternoon, we are connecting on the line with Russell Mamabolo, a specialist for the communications and outreach at the Office of the Tax Ombudsman. And he has more for us. And Tate Russell, welcome to Radio Pulpit. And how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much for having us, the Office of the Tax Ombud, to talk to you about this important subject matter.
Yes, indeed, is an important subject matter. But Ntate Russell, please take us through what is it that people are supposed to do. Like, just share some tips on how to prepare ourselves as we interact with the taxman. What is it that we should prepare? How should we do it? I know we do this every year, but it looks like people need to be reminded more and more.
Yes, I think the most important thing is for everybody out there to know that what is expected in terms of the dates set.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
At the moment, starting from the 1st up until to the 14th of July,
okay,
SARS has issued a notification.
Mm-hmm.
where they've advised taxpayers that the first part, there is auto assessment that is taking place.
Mm-hmm.
At the moment, and of course, there are processes that basically it says that the auto assessment is that because SARS has your information about that you are supposed to be using for to fill in your tax returns.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's only one income that is directed to you, they can do an auto assessment and inform you accordingly. And then after that, they send information to you, and you are able to confirm if those information is correct.
Okay.
If you are not in agreement with that information, then you will have to engage with SARS.
Mm-hmm.
Further. But also, what is of much importance is from the 15th onwards,
okay,
SARS is expecting taxpayers to make sure that they file their tax returns.
Okay.
And that's where the issue is.
Mm.
That's where the issue is, because taxpayers must first get ready and understand what are the documents required,
mm-hmm,
for them to be able to file. For an example, you need to have your IRP-5 in order.
Okay.
You need to make sure that if you have all those retirement annuity certificates,
mm-hmm,
and all that information. So do your calculations, alone before the 15th starts. And also of importance is when the 15th starts, try to file as early as possible, because we do get complaints in our office where,
okay,
people are saying, look, I was unable to file on time, and now, look, now there's penalties,
mm,
and so on.
Mm.
But hence we are saying, get yourself organized, prepare your stuff early on time, and then you will be able, to manage that you are not going to be on the wrong side or with SARS,
okay,
and you end up complying with SARS.
Mm. Okay, now, Ntate Mamabolo, for someone like me who's still trying to understand, right? So there are people who already say they've been paid by SARS between the 1st and now. Like, I see people on social media excited. How is it that those ones have been already received money from SARS, and there are those who still need to, need to file from the 15th. What is the difference between the two groups of those who already received and then their returns and those who still need to file? I just need to understand that.
I think the how the process works,
mm-hmm,
is that remember, each and every month there is tax that you pay to,
yeah,
SARS.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is that when your employer gives you your IRP-5,
mm-hmm,
it basically confirms the amount of tax,
mm,
that you've been paying,
okay,
monthly,
mm,
and it must square up.
All
if the amounts square up, then you don't owe SARS then you are okay with SARS.
All right.
However, mm-hmm. if the amounts are above, say, for example, you contributed more than you were expected to,
mm-hmm.
Then that's where your refunds are due to you.
All right.
However, if the ARP5 and those amounts are not balancing, then it becomes a situation where you end up owing SARS, and that's where you need to pay SARS.
Mm-hmm.
However, we also have noticed that and taxpayers need to be aware, because many people are using fraudulent tax practitioners who inflate their amounts on their tax, and so on, and then it creates a serious problem, because you will end up being responsible for those, because if SARS picks up that you were not truthful, or they inflated the amount without your consent, you also need to understand the process, and that's what is important during this particular time, so that you don't end up, when SARS are doing a calculation at some point, in the future, and they realize that you have made mistakes, and that's where you find yourself in the wrong side with SARS, and you will be penalized severely.
Sure. Yeah, because you are actually right. I see a lot of people, especially during this time, they'll be like, we'll help you to file your returns. And people, buy into that. That, no, I've paid this guy this X amount of money. He says he'll help me with my e-filing stuff. I just gave him my password and stuff. And then they manipulate the amounts.
That's the danger, because there's nothing wrong using tax practitioners to assist you with your tax returns. However, you must use tax practitioners who are registered with SARS.
Mm.
And that's what is important.
Sure.
And if you are not sure that somebody is not registered with SARS, you check with SARS. And many of them, they are even registered with what we refer to as recognized controlling bodies. There's all the tax practitioners associations that are there. There's quite a lot. The SAIP, the SAIPA, those are tax bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And they will be able to, and that person must also give you their number and tell you which body they have registered with.
And you will be
able to, know definitely that I'm using the correct person in this process, because we do get people coming into our office as well to say, SARS did this, saying I'm owing, only to find that when we check, this person, the amounts were inflated incorrectly, and then it becomes a problem, you will be liable, because remember, your tax responsibilities remain with you.
Mm.
So those are the things that you need to manage. Yeah.
Mm. So I've noted down that you say from the 15th, the taxpayers, those who will be submitting their stuff, they need to make sure that their IRP5 is in order, their retirement annuity stuff, make sure that they do their calculations before.
Even medical,
medical aid.
Just put everything together now,
mm-hmm.
calculate, get, if you don't understand, get somebody to help you,
then you
are clear in terms of that information.
Mm.
And once that information is clear, then you know. Once it's the 15th, you start with your e-filing,
mm-hmm.
and don't wait up until it's late. Because then when it's late, everybody comes in, and systems.
Mm-hmm.
At times when many people are trying to fit the system with information, then there's delays and so on.
Mm.
And you don't want the cutting off date, the deadline cuts you out, and then each and every time once the deadline had cut you out, then you will be liable for penalties that you are supposed to be paying.
Ntate Mamabolo, I'm not sure if the next question is relevant for our chat now, but does this only include people who are employed, or does it also mean business people, those who are in businesses, those who are doing events, whatever kind of line of business, or does the current season only deal with employees? Or this is for everyone, even those who are self-employed, businesses and stuff?
Yeah, my understanding is that at the moment, from the 15th, it's individual taxpayers.
Okay, individual, okay.
And so on, they do have, their own dates, provisional dates. Usually, they you know, they do it twice a year and things like that. But the majority of taxpayers, you know, individuals, will be starting, you know, from the 15th up until, you know, October. I think I'm not 100% of the final date, but around, but the starting date, that's what is important. And hence, we are trying to, you know, get this message across because we also don't want to get information coming our way and saying, no, listen, you know what, help us here. And whilst you were aware, you know, that you are supposed to file your returns as soon as possible.
Yeah, this is so informative. Now, lastly, Ntate Russell, for those who find themselves, you know, on the wrong side, meaning they owe SARS, what kind of an arrangement can one make in order to make sure that they are liable in paying the debt towards SARS? What sort of advice would you give to someone listening? They find themselves in a place where they owe, so that they don't run away, they must pay. So how, what can one do? Do I arrange with SARS? What happens?
Yeah, I think the most important is, the most important thing is, if there is communication that comes from SARS, please read it carefully.
Yeah.
And though frustrated you are with whatever information that you are reading there, but read it and then take action. If you do not have any money to settle for now, go to SARS, explain your situation. It is very, very important. Don't just sit and say, no, this one, it will sort itself out. No, it won't happen.
Sure.
It won't happen. So the most important thing is to at least take action.
Yeah.
Go up, contact SARS, phone SARS, make an appointment with SARS, explain yourself, and hear what they will say. You know, and that's what is important that needs to be taken. We know that a lot of people feel intimidated, are fearful of SARS, but take action. Contact them, go to their offices and branch offices. They do have a toll-free as well line that you can call. So it is quite important that one needs to make contact with SARS.
Yeah. No, this was really informative. Thank you so much for making time to chat to us. But for those who need to follow up, which number, website can they visit just to stay clued up with what's happening with the e-filing system or the returns? Where can they get better communication?
Well, from our side, as the Office of the Tax Ombud, we have our toll-free line as
well. Okay, all right.
Which is 0800.
0800, okay, all right, problem.
0800
662-837. Okay.
Yes. So I'm also trying to get you the SARS contact number. Yes, I got it here.
Okay.
It's also 080.
080.
000.
000.
Meaning it's 0800 7277.
Okay. So for the Office of the Ombudsman is 0800. 662-837. And then for the SARS,
it's 0800.
Yes, sir.
00.
Yes.
7277.
Ah, thank you so much, Ntate Russell Mamabolo. This is really informative, and I urge our listeners to do the right thing. You know, make sure that you check your stuff. IRP5 in order, retirement annuity, make your calculations, your medical aid, sleep, whatever that you need to file, and from the 15th, then, so that you are ready and you are sorted. Appreciating you. Thank you. And enjoy the rest of your Friday afternoon.
Thank you very much for the opportunity, ma'am.
Appreciate you. That was Russell Mamabolo, family, and we were talking about that season, man. The tax season is upon us. So, as the Office of the Ombudsman, they were just sharing tips on how we can prepare ourselves so that when we interact with the tax man, we are ready. We know what we should be doing. So, do contact the Office of the Ombudsman on 0800 662-837. I'll repeat it. 0800 662-837, or the SARS number is 0800 0007277. If you missed it as I'm saying it, you're welcome to send me a WhatsApp message on our Radio Pulpit WhatsApp line, and then I can give you the numbers correctly so that they don't confuse you. Such an informative session, I must say. Let's do the right thing. Make sure if you owe, make an arrangement. They say you can always come, make a call, follow up, make an arrangement so that if you owe them, you are able to, you know, make an arrangement of how you are able to pay back the money. But I don't want to see myself at that side of having to pay back the money. I want to receive something for SARS. All of us, actually, I want to receive something. It's a Friday. What is a Friday without music? Up next, King D Music with Torren Wells.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love. On 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.